Welcome back to another episode of That's What Schmur Said. I'm here with a beautiful friend of mine who actually always wanted to be on the podcast, Nancy.
Hey, guys.
Hey, girl, hey.
How you doing? I'm doing great. It's Friday.
Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
Have you ever
drank on a plane? Okay. Only one time. No, that's a lie. The first time I did, I was going to my cousin's wedding in Pakistan, 2015. I always know dates. I don't know why. And girl, the fucking flight was 14 hours, first of all. Oh my God. And it took me mad. Like, I was like, you know what? Like, I can't sleep. I was like, let me have two glasses of white wine. Girl, I don't know what the fuck happens if you're like, something expands up in the air, but I was lit to the point where I had to go to sleep. I was like, fuck.
It's that balance of the oxygen.
Have you gotten lit on?
Well, yes, I did it recently. I went to El Salvador. Right. I was there about 3 weeks ago. Yeah, I did that. And I threw up on the plane because...
What the fuck did you have?
I was drinking as soon as I got out of work. And while I was packing, I was still drinking. And on the way to the airport, I was still drinking.
Nancy... So listen, that was your mistake right there.
Yeah, that was, you know, this was my gift to myself. You know, I worked my ass off all year.
Where did you throw up, though?
In the bathroom.
Bathroom? The airport bathroom?
No, the plane bathroom.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. So was it, like, to the point where everyone could hear you type shit?
Or I don't know if they did, but if they heard me, Lord, I'm sorry.
Girl, well, usually airplane is really loud. So this is gonna... Oh, I probably shouldn't say this, but when I... So I'm dairy-free, and...
Good for you.
It was hard in Ireland because everything has dairy in it, obviously. Yes. And on the plane, everything
has... And I love cheese, guys. Oh, my God. I'm Salvadorian. We love queso.
You know what I saw the other day?
And crema.
Who was it? Mo? She sent a thing that it was like cheese is actually like similar to sugar and alcohol. Like, it's addicting. Yeah, like, there's a thing that there's... I forgot what it was. It was like a doctor saying that something with the casing gets wrapped around something with your intestines, and that's why you keep fiending for cheese or some shit.
Like, I think it's not the stomach fat, right?
I don't know what it is. I don't know. Don't quote me, but it was something that's why that's why people love cheese. Like, I love cheese.
I love cheese.
Brie is my bitch. That's my homegirl. Like, literally, I'm not even joking. But so I was on the plane and I had nothing but dairy because I couldn't avoid it. They had like a pudding. They had some shit with cream in it. Girl, I was gassy that whole plane ride. Like, literally, dropping beads from my butthole. And
how was that flight? How many hours?
So on the way back, it was 7.5.
Well, that's not bad.
It wasn't bad. I mean, for Carrie, it was because she was just like counting it down. And she's like kept trying. She was like nodding out. And then she was like waking up. And she's twitching all this stuff. And I'm like, girl, you good? And I'm over here just watching movies. I was like, because I feel like that's the best way to pass the time. Keep watching fucking movies.
Or read. I brought my book.
Never read it. Never read it once.
You try to be cute.
I was like, I'm bringing my book, psychology. Ooh. And then I was just like, nope, didn't read. Not even one page.
Yep. I couldn't read. I even brought my headphones. I'm like, you know what? Let me bump to some music.
No.
Barely. No. I was like, no, I'm going to just drink. But I felt so, I felt like I couldn't breathe. I felt claustrophobic on the plane. Mind you, I've never experienced that.
Really?
And I travel all the time.
Entice you to
I don't know. I don't know if it was the alcohol. Like, I felt like I couldn't breathe. I felt claustrophobic. I kept telling my mom, like, mom, I can't breathe. Like, thank God so I have asthma. So I had, you know.
Like, inhaler.
I've had my inhaler in my bag. But it was bad. Like, I felt like I was getting lightheaded. You know how when you like fall, you hit a nerve and you start seeing spots in your eyes.
Yeah,
I had that feeling.
What the fuck, Nancy?
So then I had to go throw up. I'm like, I feel crazy.
Did you feel good after? At least,
but after once I threw up, I felt good. Better. Gucci? Yes, and I just kept drinking water.
Okay, at least you can keep drinking alcohol.
But guys, heads up, don't get too drunk before the plane ride because it's a no-no.
So when I went to China, I remember with my ex-boyfriend, I don't know where we went out because my flight was at 12 o'clock. So I was drinking the night of. Dude, when I got to the airport, I was litty like a titty. I legit was like,
it's the best.
I felt
feeling,
crazy
though.
I was like, oh my God, do people know I'm lit? Like, what the fuck? It was like 12:30. I was in line and I was just like, oh my God, this is crazy. I slept like a baby though. So I was like, all right, hey, what up? And then Ireland, I mean, also airport fucking prices for shit is so expensive. Dude, me and her had a glass of wine. It was like fucking 30, 40. I'm like,
no, let me.
Can I pay for, like, that's a bottle worth.
Let me tell you guys. So for New Year's, I went to Dallas. I went to Texas. Shout out to all my family in Dallas. I bought me a Patron margarita. That shit cost me $22.99. I still remember because I still got the receipt.
Well, you got it framed up in your room?
I was pissed. And then on top of that, the airport taxes are like $4 or $5. So my total for one margarita was like $27. And then they still ask you at the bottom, would you like to tip?
Bitch, that is a tip. The tax.
The tax is a tip. I'm like, and it wasn't even that strong.
Oh, God. I was like, don't even talk about strong, because Ireland, I was telling you earlier that fucking drinks out there, me and Carrie had like 14 drinks and we're like, oh, now we're buzzed. But here, like, I have 2 drinks and I'm good. Well, it depends. But still, I feel like they just pour. They do measure, but I feel like that shit.
They literally measure every drink.
Lord. Every single gin and tonic. I have
to be at the liquor store 24/7.
I mean, we went to a supermarket next door that had gin and tonic cans, and there were what, like $8 for 4 cans, and we were just drinking at the hotel. Also, the hotel room was small as fuck. Like, it literally was the size of like a quarter of this room. Like, but also we weren't staying there. We were just gonna sleep there. It's not like we're gonna like party up in our fucking hotel room. Like, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, it was nice, but. Not worth it.
But that's cute though. Do you remember the name of the city you stood in?
The area was called Temple Bar.
Temple Bar.
So Temple Bar literally has all different restaurants, all different bars. You can go out. There's different shops. You can go. They had like H&M there. They had River Island, which was like, that's fucking cute. Loved it. And it was also reasonably priced. Everything that they had was like super cute. And I was like, I bought so much shit so that when I was packing my bag, that shit was about to break. And it wasn't even my bag. It was my boyfriend's bag. So I was like, if I have to owe you a new bag, it might happen, but just letting you know that, like, whatever. How were the drinks in El Salvador? Tell me about that trip. I've been dying to hear about that.
Girl, I haven't been to El Salvador in 7 years.
And, why so long?
You know, I in between that time, you know, like, I just got out of college. I had shitty jobs here and there. I never wanted to put that, you know, I didn't want to put that trip on my parents for them to pay for it.
That's true. Yeah, I feel
you. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, yeah. Like, I had other trips in between, but not something like this. Is international, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You have to make sure you go with, you know, with some good money out there. But
that's true.
When I tell you, I felt like I never left when I got there, because it's just like the atmosphere, the people, the love. Everyone's so friendly. Everyone's so gullible. You know, the food. Oh my God, let's not talk about the food. I got really sick out there, guys.
Did you really?
I got sick. You know what it is? Everything. Okay. So I had this conversation with my uncle. Like, my uncle is like, listen, in America, everything is processed.
Yep.
Preservatives. In El Salvador, nothing is processed. So this is why you keep getting sick, Nancy, because everything is fresh. So let's say, for example, if we go here, we go to the supermarket or we go to a restaurant, and we buy chicken with rice and beans.
Like GMO chicken?
Yeah. Versus over there, that chicken was killed 6 a.m. that morning. Also, the chicken's
like this small. And over here, it's like fucking like a whole leg.
Yeah.
Like your actual leg.
Yeah. You know, the chickens over there, they don't, you know, they're not putting no, what's it called?
Like antibiotics.
Hormones on the chicken, you know. You know, so like everything over there is fresh. The milk. The cheese.
Mm-hmm.
So I literally, guys, I know TMI, diarrhea. But I was
diarrhea central.
Like, but thank God I went prepared. Listen, anyone who likes to travel international, I recommend Alka-Seltzer in your travel bag.
Modium.
Pepto-Bismol, the tablet pills, the chewables. I brought everything because I was not playing. I was like, I am not letting anything ruin
this trip,
my trip.
Exactly.
But it was beautiful. I went to places that I found like on Instagram. I went to this dope ass beach house. If anyone ever does go to El Salvador, I recommend Naui Beach House.
Okay,
it took 2 hours from where I live, but when I tell you,
that's not bad.
2 hours was worth that drive. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, it was beautiful. The day pass was only $25.
That's cheap as fuck.
Cheap as hell. And it included, obviously, your stay there, mm-hmm. the pool, horseback riding.
$25?
For horseback riding. There was
like a dream.
Oh my God. There was cabanas.
So take me next time.
Oh my God. They had the hammocks. They had a gym, and it looks like it was like an old school gym, like how the Flintstones. Everything was made out of wood. It was so cute. There was jumbo Jenga, jumbo checkers. everything jumbled. Like, it was so cool. The vibe, the ambiance, like the music.
I love that.
Even the server spoke English, like fluent English. And I'm like, wow.
Yeah, you're like, okay, Zaddy.
I was like, oh, Zaddy, ¿cómo estás? Oh, I'm good.
Estoy muy bien.
I'm good looking. It was so nice. I was like, wow. And then obviously, like, I got to go back home, like where my mom grew up.
Mm-hmm. And have you ever been there before?
I have, but it has been a long time. Cause you know, now we have a house in the Capitol.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Capitol is more city, you know, okay. Everything is, you know, yeah, modern, yeah. Versus like if you go to the country, that's
completely
old school.
Different story. Yeah.
Like even the roads are not cement, it's still rocks, like dirt roads.
That's like how it was in Foxhawn.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Like you know, that's how you know you were deep in the trenches.
Yep.
Like even, like it's so like, well, it depends where you're from. Like my aunt's house, she has a toilet. But then she has another toilet, which is the first bathroom when she first bought the house, like in the 70s.
Was it like
it's a hole.
Well, no, Pakistan is like that because when I was younger, my mom, every time we would go out to the market, right? She would be like, and I had to pee like the worst times ever. And she would legit be like, are you sure you don't have to go to the bathroom like at my aunt's or whatever? And I'm like, no, I'm good. I'm good.
Kid.
I was really obnoxious. And legit go out and the bathroom literally was a hole in the fucking floor. And I was like, nope. My mom's like, well, then you're going to fucking hold your pee, bitch.
But let me tell you, that hole, for anyone who doesn't know what this hole is.
Oh my God, you have to squat
low.
If
you live in a third world country, like I'm from a third world country. I'm in El Salvador, in Central America, or any other
Pakistan.
Country. Pakistan.
India.
It's like, literally a hole and it's so deep underground. Like, yeah. I don't even know how many
Where does this shit go?
I don't know.
Literally.
I think it goes to like, the other world.
It's like mud for someone else.
And it's so scary because it's dark. Sometimes flies come out of there.
Oh God, yeah, I know.
It smells so like, if you have a weak stomach, I do not recommend you.
Hold your shit.
Hold your shit. I'd rather shit in the leaves or where there's trees.
What are you going to wipe your ass with, the leaves?
That
little ass leaf is gonna wipe your ass.
I'm just saying, like instead of
that ass does,
instead of peeing or shitting on the hole, I'd rather like go shit.
I'd rather shit in the hole
next to the tree, and bring my wipes.
What are you gonna like? Oh, I was like, what are you gonna wiggle? Thing.
Listen, guys, for anyone that travels a lot too,
what
wipes are an essential. You have to.
I just
carry
stocked
wipes
because I'm going to LA at the end of the month.
Oh, you are
for Halloween.
Oh, okay. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
I feel like Connecticut is so whack for Halloween.
It is.
I fucking, like.
Holidays are just period whack.
Well, yeah. Christmas? But I feel like Halloween specifically, because going out is so repetitive here. It's just like, Stanford, Normal, whatever. I just feel like I just can't. Like, I can't do it. So, like, last year I had a party. The year before that, I don't know where I went. The year before that, I went to Miami.
Ooh.
Oh, actually, the year after that, I went to Colorado. So I feel like now I'm continuing a whole traveling thing. So this year, I'm like, fucking Los Angeles,
yes.
Let's go. And also, it's warmer out. I'm going to be...
Damn, I might take that flight with you, but I'm leaving also in 3 weeks. I can't wait.
Where are you going?
I'm going to Jamaica for 5 days.
What?
So initially, it was supposed to be Costa
you?
Rica. No, I wish. Yeah. Initially, I was supposed to go to Costa Rica, but the group that I'm going with, I'm actually going with Josh.
Get the fuck
yeah,
out of
I'm
here.
Yeah, I'm going with Josh. Because
shout out Josh.
Shout out to Josh, my baby
Josh.
Right there. Stay cool. What is it? Stay cool, Poppy?
Stay cool, Jay.
No, stay cool, Jay.
Stay cool, Jay.
He's so fucking cool.
I haven't seen that motherfucker in forever.
Oh my God, I love him. So it's one of his good friends, his best friend, Jason. He's from Jersey. You know Jason.
Yeah, I know all of the motherfuckers.
So we're all going in a group. Like,
oh my
you know,
God,
his
that's
family,
so exciting.
So, I'm going. I'm excited. So.
I can't wait for you.
We'll definitely bring my starter pack. You know, my Alka-Seltzers.
Here we go.
My wipes. You know, my time.
The whole nine. She's like, but you know what's crazy that you said that? When I went to Colombia back in March,
I had diarrhea
every single day. But it's because the food was, like, the cheese was natural. The fucking, the arepas, everything. And I'm like,
you have
why
to
am
literally...
I shitting so, like, I shit already 3 times a day. Sorry, listeners. I really do. Like, as soon as I wake up, between 6 to 9, I shit 3 times. It's just the way my...
Same.
The Malik family...
You would think I'll be skinny by now.
Girl, whatever. Anyway, but no, like, literally. And when I was in Colombia, it was, like, diarrhea. But I feel like because the food was so fresh, my body was not used to it either. Like, I had... Like, you come here, you have preservatives. You have fucking...
Yeah.
All this fucking...
I think it's processed.
Process,
like, you literally...
And, like,
your stomach literally has to adjust to the food...
And by the time it adjusts, it's like you got to go home.
Yeah, exactly.
So, like, congratulations, you played yourself.
Literally, like, I, when I was in El Salvador, I threw up because I ate a tres leches.
What the fuck?
Yeah, you know, it was really? So crazy because my family was like, Nancy, you pregnant? Nancy,
but you know what it is? Maybe it was like actual dairy the way it's supposed to. Like, you know, dairy here, yeah. It's they add sugar to it. They do this, do that. Like, in Pakistan, I don't know if it's the same in El Salvador, but like the milk in Pakistan, it smells way different. And it has like a film on top.
And it looks clearer.
Right? Yeah. And I was like, what is this? And my mom used to say growing up, she was like, no, like that's the way milk is supposed to look. That's when you true. Go back to the U.S., it looks so glamorous. It's like shiny and shit. It's like fucking, I'm like, wow, this
is extra white.
It's like, yeah, like extra white, delicious over there. It's like, this tastes kind of weird, but that's the way it should be tasting. Like from like a cow.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, what the fuck is this shit? No, but I mean, that's how it is. It's crazy. And then crazy. Every time I leave the country, I lose weight, come back, gain it all back.
Oh my God. Literally. Same. I was just talking to one of my girls and she was saying the same thing. She went to Mexico and she said, she's like, Nancy, I was sick like the first week and a half. But I lost weight. She's like, but I came back and I gained this. So I was pissed.
But that's how you know the food here is not that good.
Yeah.
And you go out and you got to realize like the regulations and shit all out in the, I mean, like outside of U.S. is way different than it is so, in the U.S.
It's crazy because like just to be healthy here in America, this is why we have so much obesity, money. You know, because to live a healthy lifestyle or an organic expensive. Lifestyle. My dad always makes fun of that word organic. He's like, Nancy, that's bullshit. Like,
yeah, I mean,
he's like organic. He's like organic is the way it's supposed to be.
Exactly.
And I'm like, I know, but unfortunately, that's not how the U.S. works. You know,
that's the way they control you. They're like, right. You know what? Like, let's give. It's like a whole scheme. It's like, okay, so people who are lower class,
yeah, I agree,
who can't afford, you know, luxury meal, I don't know what you want to call it, but like say you like, okay, McDonald's, why is a burger at McDonald's $1, but then you go to Whole Foods and you buy tomatoes, why is it $7?
Exactly.
So they do that on purpose. So right. They want the wealthy to be wealthy and healthy, right. But they want the lower poor. Class to be have, you know, diseases, this and that, obesity, so they can go to the doctor, have you know, that's what the pharmaceutical companies come in. And then you have
a nutritionist,
all this stuff. And then you have all these problems. Why do I have all these problems? Oh, because I'm eating like shitty food. But why is that? Because, oh, I don't have much of an income. But it's all a scheme. Like, yeah, literally, absolutely. The world we live in, it's not even the world, the U.S.
Right. Really, I agree. Fucked up.
It really is.
This is what I'm not going to lie. This is when I wish I had food stamps.
I mean,
because I'm like, damn, I don't even qualify. Maybe I could, you know, with my money.
Dude, I remember I applied for food stamps back in when I was like 19. I got $15 a month. I was like,
what
was I gonna buy me like one zucchini? The fuck am I?
No, I remember I qualified for food stamps, but this was maybe like 4 years ago. But it was only for 6 months because you know they do a renewal every 6 months, and this is when I had a part time at BJ's. And I'm not gonna lie, it felt great. I was like, damn, I'm balling on a budget.
Yeah, and then you were like,
damn. Then I got promoted to full time, so
they're like, nah, you ain't getting shit.
Yeah, you ain't getting shit no more. I'm like, fuck. But it sucks that like, you really like in America, you really. It's crazy how the system works. Like, you really got to be broke, poor, not work in order to qualify for assistance, yeah, whether it's really SNAP, shitty. Housing, Section 8, like, you know. But like you said, it's a sense of control, you know.
What I mean, honestly, that's, you got to think, like, pharmaceutical companies are the number one, like, they're the biggest giants out of everybody.
Yes.
And that's why people have, like, an addiction problem, because they're getting... Like, I went the other day for, what was it? Oh, so I was having chest problems, right? Like, right here. Like, every time I would breathe, I would, and what ended up being, it was anxiety. But,
yeah.
At the time when I went to two different places, they did x-rays, like a chest x-ray, it was normal. They did EKG, normal. And then they still prescribed me something. Why are you prescribing me something if it's coming back normal? That's when people start having addiction problems to certain drugs because what the fuck? And then I went to my doctor. He's Pakistani, which I fucking love because he's very blunt. And he legit was like, no, that sounds like anxiety to me. And I was like, well, thank you for confirming that.
And it's rare to have a doctor like that.
And also, I feel like it's different because I'm Pakistani, he's Pakistani. So it's, I don't know, maybe that's not it. But also Sandra recommended me to him because she used to work with him. And she was like, he's the most blunt doctor ever. And like, the fact that I was like, you know what? And he's not taking new patients. And now I know why. I'm like, yo.
Damn, you got to give me his links.
Yeah, I was like, yo, patients.
Damn.
Dr. Sharfuddin, shout out. Wow. But no, literally, he told me straight up, he prescribed me something. He's like, it was more so like a beta blocker. He said, like, I guess when it comes, because I was telling him it was before a presentation that I started getting chest, like chest problems. And he goes, maybe if you use the beta blocker, it slows down your heart rate. And it basically makes you more calm. So when you're about to present, you're not, you know, you're not getting anxiety, whatever. Never picked it up. Never. Wow. And he said to me, he goes, if you want to try it, try it out. If you don't, throw it out. Wow. And I've never heard that from a doctor, to throw out medication. But I'm saying it's a whole business in itself. And that's fucking wild to me that, like, that's. And that's why people have some addiction problems to fucking oxycodone, like certain.
And that's number one.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, that's number one, man.
I don't know. I'm like,
I know a lot of people personally that, you know.
Same. But it's like, that's, I mean, you trust a doctor. You think of them like, okay, yeah. And that's why if I have to go to the doctor, I will. If not, otherwise, I'm fucking doing turmeric, ginger. I got to take all my
home remedies.
Legit. So, honey.
Honey, like, limon.
Fucking get some tea up in that bitch.
Some tea. Ginger tea. That's my favorite, by the way.
Same. Ginger tea with honey and a little turmeric in it. Done.
Yes.
But no one tells you about that shit. Like, well, even like with COVID and stuff like that, like, no one says like, oh, you know, you should be doing vitamins.
Yeah.
Everyone's just like, oh, vaccine.
No, that's, listen, don't even get me started with that, because.
Oh, I want to get you started with that.
Oh my God. Just like, let's get started. Let's say, for, you know, speaking about home remedies, like, you know, when you're sick or you have a bad cough or you're feeling congested, like, you know, us Latinos, we believe in, did you take a tequila shot? And I'm not even lying. Tequila. Well,
doesn't that, like,
with honey, with you got to add honey. In a jar, put tequila, honey,
really?
And lemon, and shake it up and let it marinate for like 20 minutes and then drink that. And then that'll make,
was whether it kill you the have bacteria,
phlegm, like the bacteria phlegm.
That makes sense.
Listen,
do but you just, not remember,
honestly, just one.
No, but do you not remember back in the day when you were, like, kids were teething, it was a little bit of whiskey?
Yeah.
Hello?
But people won't do that now because everyone.
Well, they're like, oh, kids were drunk. Like, whatever. Like, sometimes you gotta do shit old school. You can't just fucking depend on, like, oh, God, let's get some drugs and just, like, or whatever, you know, like some numbing solution, whatever the fuck. But you just gotta, I don't know. I just feel like nowadays, that's why I'm also scared to have kids, because I'm like, bro.
Oh my God, I'm so scared.
The way the world is going.
I'm so scared.
Every time I open Instagram, first of all, I feel like there's some natural disaster going on everywhere.
Oh, this is what, listen, honestly, girl. Like, listen, I used to love politics and laws growing up. And this is why I got my bachelor's in criminal justice, because I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna learn the law. And now I'm like the total opposite.
Did you want to do something with the law? That's why you.
I did. You know, I did. I wanted to. I really want to be a cop. And I
did. Told you really?
I wanted to be a cop. If not, I wanted to work for immigration, but not ICE.
No,
I wanted to work in the legal department, where we will help candidates, you know, that wanted to become, you know, an American citizen, whether it's, you know, you have your green card or start that process to become a citizen, you know, just because, you know, I come from immigrant parents and, you know, them prospering and, you know, both of them now are American citizens.
Yay.
It took them a long time, but because it's hard.
No, I know it is.
Like, listen, for anyone that have immigrant parents and that are trying to become American citizens, it's hard. They got to learn things that we learned when we were like eight.
And I forgot that shit already.
Like, they ask you questions like, who was the first president? Like,
don't know.
What are the original 13 states from the colonies, the 13 colonies?
Fucking what?
Exactly. They asked my dad, like, what does the 13th stripe mean on the American flag? Obviously, it's the 13 colonies, but who knows that? That's not American.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah, yeah.
They ask you crazy questions. They're like, what's the biggest river in America? Do you know?
No.
Do I know? I mean, I know because I helped my dad and my mom study for this test. But do you remember what's the biggest river in America?
Mississippi.
Yeah.
Is it?
It is. It's the Mississippi River. So it's like, you know, it's
like,
just so it's like, you know, it's those questions that they ask you, you know, just to become American citizen. And then when you finally become a citizen, they're like, oh, congratulations, you have the right now to vote and to adopt. That's the only two things they tell you.
Oh, okay. Can't wait to adopt at 60.
What the fuck? And my dad looked at the guy, was like, get the fuck out of here. He's like, I don't want to adopt. He's like, I don't want to vote.
Yeah, like, so I'm just an American citizen. I mean, that's,
you know, but it's a dream, you know, especially for immigrants, you know.
It's a privilege, in a sense.
It's a privilege, you know, but so that's what I wanted to do. You know, I wanted to work for that, but I don't know. It went left and I'm a social worker now. But I'm still helping people and I love helping people.
But that's
people.
What I'm saying. As long as you're happy.
Right. You know, and I'm a humanitarian at heart. Like, if I see someone cold and I got a coat on, if I could take it off and put it on them, great. And if I'm hungry and I'm eating and you're hungry, you don't got it, I'm going to give you half of my plate.
Because you're the cutest.
That's how I was raised.
That's the type of person you are.
Yeah, and that's how I was raised, you know. We were very poor. Like, I had my mom and dad growing up, but still, you know, we were very poor and I didn't have the privilege or, you know, the privilege of having, you know, fancy stuff or
all that, stuff.
That necessity or like trips to like Disney for my 10th birthday.
Can we do like an adult
Disney? I'm down. That's my dream. I want to go to Disney.
I've never been to Disney either.
But Disney's expensive as hell.
Bro, I have to.
I think the cheapest, my friend goes every year up.
Must be nice.
I know. Shit. And she says like the cheapest, you know, you have to go at least with 2 G's.
I was gonna say three. I was like,
maybe
I know
three, and with a credit card on the side just in case.
I'm down. Can we do that next year instead of like
that or Egypt?
Okay, one or the other.
Okay.
I'm down. I've always wanted to go to Disney, and like I don't know if it's like a box or anything. We just never went to Disney. We never did road trips.
Afford it. Like
we never did shit.
Afford it.
Like I didn't go anywhere as a kid. No. Like the furthest I went was like Westport.
Yeah,
and back.
I think the most things that I had growing up and that I do admire to this day is I always had shelter. You know, my dad said that was important. Like a roof over your head.
Exactly.
Foundation, you know. Education, you know.
Oh my God, definitely. You know, my dad was always about that.
Yeah, you know, education is very important, you know.
Well, that's the only way in life that you can succeed is if you're educated and if you know shit. And also that's also how you get connections is when you have like a higher education, you or get introduced with like certain people, get connections, and then just level up in a way.
Absolutely.
But definitely education's, I mean, my dad was always about number one was education.
Oh, well, my parents will drag me like, bitch, education.
Get a degree right now. Yeah, literally.
You know, that was like my parents' thing. Like, Nancy, like, go to college. We don't care what you do, but just get your education.
Yeah.
Like, so no one can ever try to play you, you know, tell you that you're dumb or you're this, you know, and you know,
and you're
I agree.
You're smart. You're a smart woman.
Oh, you smart too, baby.
Girl, you smart.
Wait,
too.
Let's talk about you.
Let's not talk about me.
Let's talk about how you said you were gonna prosper this year and you
well,
did.
Well, I said
bitch.
Well last year I said I was like
and you
I was gonna be successful.
Into existence.
I was gonna be because it came there was a situation that made me kind of be like, you know what, fuck everything else. And I was gonna be like, I'm successful. I literally wrote it. So I have like, what is it called? Like blackboard markers.
Yep.
So on my mirror, I write specific quotes or specific things.
Oh, I love
things.
That.
And I was writing like, I'm going to be a boss ass bitch. I'm going to be successful as fuck. And I literally, I guess, 4 months later, got a job that pays really well. I'm doing really well and learning a lot of things, which I wanted to because my previous job, nothing to, you know, no bad blood with them. But I just wasn't learning anything. I was very stagnant. Where I was at, and I just wasn't learning. It wasn't to my fullest potential, you know what I mean? And I just felt like I needed to grow otherwise, and that's why I was like, okay, 4 years with this job, let's try something else, let's do something new. And I was loving it. I'm like, I'm happy that I took the steps because I was very scared. You know, like starting a new job,
it is
scary. Intimidating.
It is. It's like going to a new school.
Yeah, literally,
you know,
it's
new colleagues. You know,
and luckily
the pressure.
Yeah, luckily the marketing department where I was at, like everyone was new. So like after I got hired, there was other people that were getting hired and it was very refreshing. And also the fact that the marketing team is all women and there's one
that.
Man
women empowerment.
But I've never been like, you gotta think the beer industry is all men,
mm-hmm.
all fucking men. And there's rarely any women, but it was very refreshing to work in an environment where there's all women. It's like a different type of, I don't know, like it is a different type of like empowerment and like
yeah,
a different
absolutely.
Type of boss ass. Bitch levelness.
You're
like,
allowed to be feminine.
Yeah, like
versus
also
if at a beer, you have to be masculine.
Like you gotta be tough. You gotta be, you know, more so like, oh, whatever. But I feel like it just was a new page in the book and I'm happy I took the steps and did what I had to do.
I'm proud of you, baby.
Same girl, I'm proud of myself too. I mean, I feel like after that I really was like, you know what? Like I could do anything type shit.
Yes,
because I feel like if I could fucking conquer that, I could there's so many other things in life I could
hell
fucking
yeah,
do.
Bitch.
So,
that's called bad bitch. Energy.
Bad bitch. Boss ass bitch.
Boss ass bitch. Proud of you, man.
But no, thank you. I appreciate it. But no, yeah, it definitely is just something that I feel like also when something is so repetitive in your life, it's like the only person that could change it is you.
Absolutely.
And there's no one else who's going to hold your hand and do your shit, especially at 31, it's like,
ooh. Well, are we both 31?
Yes.
Yes.
So when I got the job, I was 30. I was like, I need to get a new job before I turn 31. I love it. Same. I was like, I need to get a new job before I turn 31. I was like, I'm trying to be balling at 30.
Yes, same.
And then
I got this job too, my current job at 30.
Yeah, didn't you get the same amount of time that I got?
Yeah, so you remember me and you were going back and forth.
Yep.
And I was telling you how I was MIA because of that reason. Well, yeah. Because I was trying to prosper and I was just trying to grow and I didn't want to be distracted. You know, I got this by myself. No networking. Although there's nothing wrong with networking, I got this by myself, applying every day, tired, coming out of my last job, still applying, still responding to emails, phone interviews, in-person interviews. Like, I was not stopping until I got what I wanted or something that I deserved or something that is desired for me, you know?
Yeah. I feel like
I conquered it.
No, I feel like the whole interview was like a sneaky link. I was like, yo, I can't tell my job about this.
No.
Like, it was like fucking sketchy as fuck. It was like a side piece. I was like, yo, I gotta fucking keep this on the low. This is so, and like, even so, sometimes I would block out like an hour or something and I'd be like, oh yeah, I have a meeting, whatever. My boss would be so sketched out, like, bitch, what? And I'm like, fuck. I'm like, this seriously feels like I'm cheating on my job. But I feel like I had to do what I had to do. Well, you know what I mean? Like, I can't tell him, like, hey, I'm finding a new job. He's gonna be like, fuck you, bitch. I'm gonna find another fucking person to fill your position in 2 seconds. So very sketchy. I felt so skeevy, but it definitely was worth it.
But you know what's the worst part? Like, I feel like at jobs, you're replaceable. Whether you're good
Doesn't matter.
You're good at it or not.
They find people like this.
They'll find someone to replace you tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Like, as much as you swear you get along with your colleagues or your supervisor, that does not matter. Nope. You know, like,
especially nowadays.
Yeah.
I feel like everyone is looking for work, but more so people are looking for work that are like more remote or more accessible. I feel like a lot of people, like, I see so many places I go into stores, it's like, oh, hiring. No one wants to like do manual labor anymore.
No, absolutely not.
Yeah.
It's like fucking labor crazy. It's tiring. And then the pay is shitty as fuck. Yeah. So I got to break my back for $14.50.
Yeah. Like, I'm not getting paid enough. This is fucking canceled. Yeah. Fucking fuck this shit.
Do you remember during the pandemic how everyone was on unemployment? And they were, extending the unemployment? That shit was crazy. I should have done that shit.
I couldn't. I was like,
I would have been. How do I get fired? Like,
I was like, how do I get fired?
Yeah, how do I get fired in 7 business days? We're still getting the same money.
Still get, yeah. I'm like,
I know friends. I have friends that were on unemployment and they were getting they got an extension, so they basically chilled for like a year.
They're like, what up?
Getting paid. Going on vacation.
Must be nice.
I was like, damn. Meanwhile, I was breaking my back at fucking my job.
My fingers were hurting from typing. No, I'm just kidding.
And then, you know, I used to work at BJ's. So that shit was, oh my, that was labor. Mm-hmm. Literally labor time and a half. It was modern slavery. I don't give a fuck what nobody's saying. But, you know, I met some amazing people at BJ's. Like, shout out to my friends. Aww. Shout out to Diamond in Brazil.
Shout out.
Yeah, I met some beautiful people there. I'm very, you know.
But that was
I'm
part of your journey.
Yeah,
of like definitely working and stuff. So
also, yeah, really.
Yeah.
Then I met this awesome person too at BJ's. Her name is Destiny. She was also really good.
Oh, I have a friend named Destiny.
Yeah, she was awesome. Hey, bro. But you know, those are lessons in your life, you know.
I mean, people come and go for a reason. You know what I mean? Or people come and stay for a reason. Yeah. So it's like that was part of your whole shit. It's like,
yeah.
So when we first met, do you remember I kind of remember when we first met.
Honestly,
wasn't I like wasted out of my mind?
Okay, so what I remember when I first met you,
did I throw up?
I remember telling my best friend, I was like, yo, I like this bitch.
Did you really?
I did. I loved you since I first met you. It was like a spark. I was like, yo, I was sending Jay. I was like, Jay,
were you in love with me?
Yeah, I was like, this bitch is awesome. Like, I love her. And you know, like, he has so many female friends. It's like, some of them were cool, some of them were not. But yeah. I always loved you, and I loved the Alex. But I know I met the Alex when we were 15, because James dated her when they were 15.
It's all James.
My best friend's a pimp. Nah, he's a he's a retired pimp. He be chilling out.
Yeah, he's hanging.
He literally falls asleep on the couch at 11 p.m. on a Friday.
Story of my life. Yeah. But yeah, I remember the first time didn't I come to your house and like we were hanging out and didn't I get wasted and I was like throwing up?
Yeah, I remember. Ugh, I think you threw up on my front lawn on the grass. It was
so bad. Ugh, I remember that. I thought I was like on the couch and throwing up, but I guess it was outside. I don't know. But I remember going home that day and I was like, oh fuck. And it was just, I don't know. I was so young, so cute and naive. I know.
You still are cute.
Am I?
Yeah, you're my favorite packy person.
Oh. Am I the only packy person you know?
I think you are my... No, well, no. I have, like...
You have some Pakistani friends?
I have, like, one other friend. But he doesn't count.
Yeah. And also, it's a guy. Bye.
Yeah, right. No, but you really literally are, like, my only packy friend.
Yay. But no, baby. I'm happy that we met. And yes. I'm happy that you finally came on the podcast. Yes. Because it's been a long time coming. I'm going to close it out because I just appreciate it. Next, you better come next time too.
Yeah,
I feel like this was a great conversation.
Of course.
And I'm a little like tipsy, so I feel like I'm
going to close guys, it out. Yo, guys, shout outs to the, what is this? What is
on
this?
The rocks.
On the rocks. I think this is 50's drink, right? What do
you mean? Oh, 50 Cent. 50 Cent. Yeah, no, get the fuck out of here.
Guys, anyone who drinks is on the rocks.
That's 50 premium Cent. No.
Cocktails, I swear. Tazi, look this up.
Yo, let me see. Hold on. That has to be like
on the rocks. I swear. I think that's 50's drink.
On the rocks.
Premium. But let me tell you guys, please try the jalapeno pineapple
margarita
because this shit got me a little.
They also have an espresso martini one, which I didn't even know was a thing until we went to the liquor store. But I appreciate you coming on the podcast.
Anytime,
you better come soon again because this was a delight talking to you.
You're my baby, man. Always. No new friends.
No new friends, please. No bye. Tatiana's coming in.
Guys, Tatiana's on the rocks the third is guest. The 50's drink.
It is?
It's big 50.
Yo, he's making money.
Yeah, that nigga is a big gorilla.
Effing vodka inside it.
Yo, shout out to 50.
Shout out to 50 gorilla.
That's a sexy
shout out to
gorilla.
Tatiana checking the fucking facts on that. All right, well, I hope everyone has a great night, whatever the fuck. And
happy Friday.
Love you, Nancy.
Bye. Love you.
Bye.